24. To Madame Praskovya Yegorovna Anenkov, wife of the well-known Decembrist Anenkov. Semipalatinsk, October the 18th, 1855. Praskovya Yegorovna, I wanted to write to you long ago, and have waited so long for a suitable opportunity that I will not delay now that one presents itself. The bearer of this letter, Alexei Ivanovich Bahirev, is a very modest and very excellent young man, a simple and honest soul. I have known him now for a year and a half, and am sure that I am not mistaken in his qualities. I shall ever remember the full, cordial sympathy which you and your whole excellent family showed to me and my companions in misfortune on my arrival in Siberia. I think of that sympathy with a quite peculiar sense of solace, and shall never, I think, forget it. He who has learnt by his own experience what hostile destiny means, and in certain moments has savoured the full bitterness of such a lot, knows also how sweet it then is to meet, quite unexpectedly, with brotherly compassion. It was thus that you showed yourselves to me, and I often recall my meeting with you when you came to Omsk and I was still in the prison. Since my arrival at Semipalatinsk, I have heard almost nothing of Konstantin Ivanovich and the much honoured Olga Ivanovna. These were the son-in-law and the daughter of Madame Anenkov, Konstantin Ivanovich Ivanov and Olga Ivanovna. My intercourse with Olga Ivanovna will forever be one of the pleasantest memories of my life. 18 months ago, when Durov and I left the prison, we spent nearly a month in her house. You can well imagine the effect that such intercourse must have had on a man who for 4 years, adapting myself as I did to my fellow prisoners, had lived like a slice cut from a loaf, or a person buried underground. Olga Ivanovna held out her hand to me like a sister, and the memory of that beautiful, pure, proud and noble nature will be clear and radiant all my life long. May God shower much happiness on her, happiness for herself and for those who are dear to her. I should like to hear something of her. I believe that such beautiful natures as hers must always be happy. Only the evil are unhappy. I believe that happiness lies in a clear conception of life and in goodness of heart, not in external circumstances. Is it not so? I am sure that you will understand me rightly, and that is why I write thus to you. My life goes by somehow or other, but I may confide to you that I have great hopes. My hopes are based on certain facts. Various people are taking the greatest trouble for me in Petersburg, and I shall perhaps hear something in a few months. You will probably have heard that Durov has been released from military service on account of his health, and has now entered the civil service. He is in Omsk. Perhaps you have news of him. We don't correspond, though we keep one another in good remembrance. Baron Wrangel, whom you know, sends you greeting. I am friendly with him. His is a fine, fresh nature. God grant it may always so remain. My profound, entire, and sincere respects to your husband. I wish you perfect happiness. Do you happen to have heard anything from a certain oracle? The allusion is to a spiritualistic séance at which Madame Ivanovna heard an astonishing prophecy with regard to a question of inheritance. Who was consulted during my stay at Omsk? I remember still what a deep impression it made upon Olga Ivanovna. Farewell, most honoured Praskovya Yegorovna. I am sure that we shall meet again, and perhaps quite soon. It is my sincere wish. I think with veneration of you and all yours. I remain in deepest reverence. F. Dostoevsky. I had a few lines from Konstantin Ivanovich this summer. Though I much esteem the bearer of this letter, A.I. Bahirev, I don't confide all things to him.